I finally figured it out, Sister Betty. I finally figured it out. You're a supplier.
That's right.
You are a supplier. So when there's times when I feel like I'm lacking, the Lord sends you to call me and tells me what I needed to hear. You're a supplier. I finally figured it out. That's the part of the body that you are, an important part, because you are a supplier.
Amen.
To the saints.
Amen.
To send that word, to call up and say, talk something over, or cry with you, or whatever. But you're a supplier. Yeah. I finally figured it out, what your part is. And that's a good part.
That's right.
That's a real good part. So when I'm lacking, I'm going to call you up. Because you know what to say.
Amen.
You sing me a song. You tell me words. Read the scriptures to me. We talk. We start throwing scripture at each other. And the pretty soon we're built up.
That's right. Amen.
You know why? Because of that exalted Christ that your brother Mike's talking about.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus. That's how we can talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, you see that, you know, I appreciated the point you brought up about Brother Bob and Brother Gene. See, they're not in the midst of our assembly, are they? Well, in a sense, they are. But yet, look at, they're ministering, and it's helping the brethren. It's helping the entirety of the body.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah.
And if you've ever really had trouble and you want to, you know exactly where to go the next time. You won't be so long going.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. We have a hiding place, don't we, sis?
Oh, yeah.
We can go there and get refuge.
Yeah.
Be built up and refreshed and given peace and calm that we can go out again and fight the fight. Mm-hmm.
He made this promise. How could you deny the promise? It's a promise that he made. I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you.
Mm-hmm.
Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end. Now, you can pretty down, but that'll bring you up. You get a hold of the promise, that'll bring you up.
Amen.
It brings me up.
Amen.
It brings me right up. You can't take any credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
You just, all the credit belongs to the Lord. You know, if we do anything that's worthy, it belongs to Him.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't do it by ourselves. There's no one like the lowly Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
No, not one. No, not one. He knows, and He comforts us in all of our troubles and trials. And we have them from time to time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We take them to the Lord and we leave them there. He wants us to leave them there.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Once we've made the trip, now just leave it there. We don't want to go back. No. I'm so grateful to all of you for caring to bring me and to have me in your home and the word, I tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, we're so grateful to you, Sister Betty.
Amen.
Sister Betty, you don't have anything to give.
I just told you're a supplier of the word. I just told, so you got plenty to give, sis.
Right.
And you do.
That's right.
And you did already.
Yes, you have.
There is no one like the lowly Jesus.
Yeah.
You can go to him in the time of trouble, in the time of gladness, when you just heard some kind of the word from him. It just raises you up like you can't hardly stand. You don't know how to sit, and you don't know what to do. It's wonderful. And yet, how did I get it? See? Then I know. So we want to trust the Lord with all of our hearts.
Amen.
And never lean to our own understanding. Never, it will never do you good. And in all your ways, acknowledge Him.
That's right.
He will do you good. He'll direct your path. He will do us good.
Yeah.
But
Amen.
The everlasting arms. What would we do without the everlasting arms? We couldn't do anything without them. We couldn't.
Amen.
I'm not bragging at all. I have something to brag about, and that's my Lord.
Amen.
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 He's the only thing I'll ever have to brag about. But He is there, and He is a comforter. He's in the time of testing, in the time of trouble, in the time when you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know where you're going, He's still there.
That's right.
Amen.
He's still there.
We have a good shepherd, don't we, sis?
Yeah. Yes, we certainly
do. He's not a hireling.
No.
He doesn't run away from us when there's trouble.
No. No,
he stays right with us the whole way.
Yes, He does. Greater love hath no man, no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends.
Hmm.
He said, you are my friend. You are my friend.
That's right.
If you do whatsoever I command you and my commandments, they're not grievous.
Amen.
Not grievous. I love it. I absolutely love it. Sometimes I just go through the house saying it over and over. Greater love. Just think of it. Greater love hath no man than this. Well, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that there's no greater than that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we still say, greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friend.
Yeah.
And then I think, I am his friend.
Mm.
If I do whatsoever he commands me, and I do, then I am his friend, and mm-hmm. he is mine. And nobody can take that away from us. Nobody can take
Amen.
That away from us.
Amen.
We live off of the precious word of God. We live off of it, and we move and have our being, and it all comes from him. And I know that all of you are smart as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
All of you. But he doesn't always look at just that.
No.
He sees another part of us.
That's right.
It's just been a wonderful, wonderful meeting. I'm thankful from the bottom of my heart. I already had my jammies on and was going to bed. And he said, would you like to go? And I said, would I like to? Oh, more than I could ever say. I just love the whole idea of greater love hath no man than this. You know, you can live on that.
Mm.
You can. I do live on it.
Yeah.
That's where our life comes from.
That's where it comes
this
from.
This love of this greater man.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And he'll stay with you all the way to the end. Well, he's the great I am. That's what
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We know that we cannot convince you how much you are helpful to us. But in the realms of glory, the Lord is going to explain to you how much you ministered to each of us.
Amen.
And built up our faith and our hearts
That's
and
right.
our minds. And when we were slumped down, you lifted us up. And he'll explain it. You'll understand it. Because we try to tell you, you have a great part in this body,
Amen.
And you do. But you'll really get it when the Lord tells
That's
you.
Because right.
if you don't believe us, he'll tell you for sure.
Yeah. Amen.
We'll understand it better by and by.
That's right.
In the morning when all the work is done.
You've helped me many times, Sister Betty, more than...
It's just almost unbelievable.
I can count.